Dear Laura.
Hi.
I want to tell you something important.
Okay, 你要跟我说很重要的事情。I'm okay, but I'm right here.
I was very angry when you took my hat without asking.
Aaron, what are you doing?
Oh, what? Oh, hey, Laura.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up? Why don't you tell me? 我就住在你身边，你刚刚一直喃喃自语啊。What were you doing?
Oh, I was just thinking about a letter I want to write you.
A letter? 你要写信给我。Why don't we just talk about it now?
We don't have time, Laura. Don't be silly.
Why don't we have time?
We have to teach today's lesson. Don't you remember why we're here?
Of course I remember.Maybe I'll write a letter to you when we're finished.
Great, we can write the letters together.
Can't talk? Write a letter.
Dear Mom and Dad, I express myself better in writing. So I decided to write you a letter.I'm sorry about my attitude earlier. I was unhappy, but that's not an excuse. I really want to get a part-time job.I want to start making my own money. That way, I can save money for my future. Also, a part-time job will teach me to be more responsible.I will have to plan out my time and use it wisely. I know you worry about my grades.But I will put my studies first. Can I please get a part-time job? It would mean a lot to me.Love, Sam.
Word power.
Letter. Letter. There's a letter in the mail for you today. There's a letter in the mail for you today.Excuse, excuse. Mary always has the same excuse for being late. Mary always has the same excuse for being late. Wisely, wisely. Choose wisely because you can't change your mind later. Choose wisely because you can't change your mind later. Grade. Grade. Chester gets good grades because he studies hard. Chester gets good grades because he studies hard.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Okay, so today's article is all about writing letters when you don't know how to say something important.
Oh, I get it. 我懂。就是很多时候我们不知道如何表达内心的话，或是呢说不出口难以启齿的事情，或许呢透过写信的方式可以让双方更加了解彼此在想什么。Okay, 那么今天的信写给谁呢？ So, who's writing the letter and who is he?Or is she writing to and why?
Well, this letter is from a boy named Sam,
okay.
And it's to his mom and dad.
Okay.
So Sam starts the letter by saying, Dear mom and dad, I express myself better in writing, so I decided to write you a letter.
Oh, okay. So 一开始我们看到 Sam 就说，亲爱的爸爸妈妈，我用写信的方式能更好地表达我自己的想法，所以我决定要写一封信给你哦。真是乖孩子，还讲出他为什么写信给爸妈。我们来看一下其中提到的 express 这个动词就是表达。那课文提到的 express myself 就是表达自己的想法。当然你们也可以用 express my ideas or thoughts 有同样的意思哦。I think I'm pretty good at expressing myself, Erin.
I think you are too. I usually work better when I write a letter though.
Oh, really?
I do. So we have our first vocabulary word in that sentence. Letter is a noun and it's spelled L-E-T-T-E-R, letter.So a letter is a written message that is put in an envelope and mailed. In an example sentence, we could say, There's a letter in the mail for you today. Let's say that one more time. There's a letter in the mail for you today.
Okay, let's take a look at this word letter. 也是我们的 word power word. 它是一个名词，就是书信的意思。那一般其实跟 letter 连用的动词有很多，像是 write a letter, 就是写信，或者是寄信 send a letter. 还有收信的话，我们要用 get or receive a letter.那 letter 其实有很多种类，像是business letter、就是商业书信，还有呢，好害羞哦，如果收到情书的英文就是 love letter、而且大家有没有常看我们 A Plus 的杂志前面几页？要仔细看哦，因为我有寄给你们就是写一个 letter to readers、也就是给读者的信。那有时候可能是我或者是 Erin 老师会写给你们看哦，所以要用心的读啊。Okay, so 刚刚的这个 word power 例句指的就是 There's a letter in the mail for you today. 意思就是今天的邮件里有你的信哦。
Now, sometimes it's hard to say important things. Maybe you need more time to think about things, or you don't know the right words to say. There are many reasons why letters are important.
No wonder you prefer writing letters. Okay. 真的啦，其实同学们可能会不知道写信有很多目的，而且透过信呢，其实你更加可以思考，你要跟对方说什么话，才可以好好的跟对方沟通。比较不像是如果你面对面沟通的时候，可能也会夹杂一些情绪啊，或者是你还有词穷的问题耶。
Now, let's continue with Sam's letter. It says, I'm sorry about my attitude earlier.
Ooh, okay. So Sam 这时候说，我对于我稍早的态度感到抱歉。Attitude 这个字呢是个名词，就是态度的意思。所以感觉好像 Sam 之前是不是跟他爸爸妈妈有一些意见不同啦，或者是可能他们会被吵架哦。Well, maybe he was angry or unhappy about some things.
It does sound like Sam is sorry for the way he was acting. Now the letter says why. I was unhappy, but that's not an excuse.
Okay. 我觉得 Sam 真的很好耶，他说我非常的不开心。但是他后面接了一个重点，他说 但 那并不是借口。 So yeah, he was unhappy. Or maybe he was upset about something.
Right, so our second vocabulary word is the noun excuse, which is spelled E-X-C-U-S-E, excuse. So an excuse is a reason you give to explain why you acted wrongly in the past. For example, Mary always has the same excuse for being late.Let's say that one more time. Mary always has the same excuse for being late.
OK, 我们来看一下 excuse 这个名词就是借口哦。像是如果你常常迟到，哎，老师可能会问你说 What's your excuse for being so late?那不好的借口像是啊、如果你没有写作业，老师可能问你说 Why didn't you finish your homework? 诶，那如果你回答 The dog ate my homework, 狗狗吃掉了我的作业， Then that's a super bad excuse.
That actually happened to me once. The dog really did eat my homework.
Really?
It did.
You sure it's not an excuse?
Yeah.
好吧，那我相信你啦。OK, 或许他有时候是真的啦。好了，我们来看一下刚刚的例句，提到就是 Mary always has the same excuse for being late. Mary 这个迟到的借口总是千篇一律啦。
So, why was Sam so unhappy? The letter tells us, I really want to get a part-time job.
Oh, now we know why. So, Sam, 他说我真的很想要找一份打工耶。OK, 我们来看一下 part-time job, 就是兼职工作。诶，那如果全职工作我们要怎么说呢？我们可以用 full-time job. Full 的拼法就是 F-U-L-L. OK, 那以前呢，我记得呢，诶，我都常常兼家教，家教的英文就是 private tutor. I used to work as a private tutor as my part-time job.
Okay, I get it. Sam wants to work. Now that's why the letter also says, I want to start making my own money.
Oh, great. OK, 其实 Sam 的理由也 OK. 他说我想要开始自己赚钱。赚钱的英文来学一下就是 make money.
So, what does he want money for? Video games, I bet.
Maybe not. 我觉得 Sam 感觉是好孩子，应该不是为了要打电动而打工哦。OK, let's continue reading and find out what does the letter say.
OK, it says, that way I can save money for my future.
See, I told you. 所以 Sam 就解释，这样一来我就能够为我的未来先存下一笔钱。哇哦，这是乖孩子。I think Sam is such a good boy.
You're right. That's not the only reason. The letter also says, also, a part-time job will teach me to be more responsible.
Wow, okay.
So, Sam does sound like a responsible kid already.
I told you.
But perhaps we should explain this word responsible a bit more.
Okay. 所以刚刚 Sam 是说，此外呢，打工呢，还可以让他变得怎么样，更加负责任。负责任的这个形容词来学一下，就是 responsible， 这是一个形容词哦。如果我们要讲责任的话，是要用到它的名词，就是 responsibility. Wow, it's a big word. I'm going to spell it for you. R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y.
Oh, good job. Now, Sam gives some reasons for why he has to be responsible. The letter says, I will have to plan out my time and use it wisely.
Wow, 就是 Sam 他想的已经很就是很彻底，他说我会得要怎么样规划啊，并明智的利用我的时间。Plan out 就是规划这样的意思。Wow.
So he's not only going to think about how to use his time, he's also going to use it wisely. The word wisely is an adverb, and it's spelled W-I-S-E-L-Y, wisely. So the adverb wisely means to do something in a way that shows you are smart or know a lot about something. For example, choose wisely because you can't change your mind later.Let's say that one more time. Choose wisely because you can't change your mind later.
OK, 我们来看一下 wisely 这个副词就是明智的哦。OK, 那其实我要想一个例子，就是我想要说 try to choose your words more wisely. OK, 意思就是你应该更明智的怎么样，遣词用字。也就是说呢，我们有时候说话要小心，不要错用了字呢，就会怎么样说出一些得罪或伤害人的话哦。那其实 wisely 是副词，我们来看一下形容词，就是 wise, W-I-S-E, 就是有智慧的。像是常常我们会形容有智慧的老人，就是用 a wise old man 这样来表示。而 wisdom 也是智慧的意思，不过它是名词哦，它的拼法是 W-I-S-D-O-M。好，那刚刚的例句我们看到就是 choose wisely because you can't change your mind later， 就是请明智的选择，因为你等等就不能怎么样 change your mind， 改变心意了。
Now here Sam tells us why his parents don't want him to get a job. The letter says, I know you worry about my grades, but I will put my studies first.
Oh, okay, so Sam 非常的贴心，他说、哦、爸爸妈妈，我知道你们会担心我的成绩，但是呢，我会怎么样？我会以课业为第一优先。 So put somebody or something first， 就是以什么为优先。像是呢 I have this friend, she's great, she's never selfish， 她从来都不很自私， and she always puts others first， 她总是以他人为优先。
Okay, well, his parents are worried about his grades. The noun grade is spelled G-R-A-D-E, grade. So the noun grade is a number on your schoolwork or a test to show how well or badly the student did. For example, Chester gets good grades because he studies hard. Let's say that one more time. Chester gets good grades because he studies hard.
Grade 这个字呢是个名词，就是成绩的意思。像是呢，如果哎我数学考试考得很好的成绩，我就可以说 I got a good grade on my math test.
Yay!
OK， 那如果呢你成绩及格，你可以用 passing grades。那如果不及格，你可以用 failing grades 来表示哦。OK， 那如果呢哎你成绩有进步，可能老师就会跟你说啦 Your grades are better this semester. 这学期你成绩有进步哦。OK， 那我们来看。刚刚的例句提到就是 Chester gets good grades because he studies hard. Chester 得到好成绩因为他非常的认真念书。
Okay, well, Sam tells his parents that he's going to put his studies first. But what does that mean?
Oh, okay, 其实他的意思就是应该是指他要以课业为重。 So maybe he should care more about his studies、
mm-hmm.
rather than other things such asGetting a part-time job.
Right.
所以要多注重课业，而不要因为其他事情而分心了。Maybe his parents want him to stay focused on school stuff more and not get distracted.
That's a really good idea.
Hmm.
Well, I think Sam is ready for a job. Sam thinks he is too. He finishes the letter by saying, "Can I please get a part-time job? It would mean a lot to me." Love, Sam.
Oh, 最后 Sam 还是很有礼貌，他说啊，爸爸妈妈，我可以打工吗？因为这对我来说意义非常重大。最后还是写上爱你们的 Sam. Oh, mean a lot to somebody 是什么呢？就是对某人来说意义很重大。OK, 像是我现在特别谢谢 Aaron.Thanks, Aaron, for listening to my problems the other day. It means a lot to me.
Anytime, Laura.
Okay.
Well, after all that,、mm-hmm. we need to get to our review time.
Magic Box! 小亮点
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Magic Box. 今天的文章呢是写一封信请父母答应自己可以去打工。打工呢就是找一份兼差工作，兼差呢我们用 a part-time job， 比如说啊这个我在咖啡店打工好了，就可以说 I have a part-time job at a cafe。 I have a part-time job at a cafe。 Part-time 呢也可以当作副词，比如说 I work part-time at a cafe after school。I work part-time at a cafe after school. Part-time 呢在这里就是当作副词形容动词 work。 当然啦，如果你是全职就是相反的、啊、你就不是偶尔某一段时间在工作，而是 full-time 就是全时段的工作。比如说啊，有些餐厅不太喜欢找兼职的，因为兼职可能时间会比较弹性，他就会特别声明说这是一份全职工作。 This is a full-time job, so you will have to be here Monday through Friday. This is a full-time job, so you will have to be here Monday through Friday. 不过呢，如果呢是这个全职的话呢，就没办法弹性排班嘛。So part-time 相反的就是 full-time 全职。那当然呢，相信大家都是一个 full-time student， 所以呢，就是父母可能会想说啊，还是要以学业优先。以什么什么为优先呢？我们可以看到这个 put something or somebody first 这个动词片语。其实啊，这个如果照这个字面上的意思呢，就是把某人事物放在第一位置。当然呢，就是说要以他为优先咯。不过除了像课文一样 put your studies first， 你也可以把人放在优先的位置，比如说 Spider-Man puts his family and his girlfriend first。 Spider-Man puts his family and his girlfriend first. 就是蜘蛛人把他的家人和女友放在第一顺位。So now you know, if you work part-time, you still have to put your studies first. Now you know, if you work part-time, you still have to put your studies first.既然如果想要打工呢，还是要把学业放在第一啦，这样父母才不会担心哦。啊，说到打工， I have to go to my part-time job. See you.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi, and welcome to a review time.
Yay.
So we're going to play a new game today. I'm going to give Laura a topic.
Okay, so you're giving me a topic, so you have to give a 主题 So for example, say...
Writing.
Okay, writing. Okay,
now,
写作
I have a list of 10 words that belong in that topic.
Okay.
Now, if Laura wants to get a point, she needs to say one of the words on my list.
Oh, that's easy. 所以其实我只要去猜猜看，就是在这个大主题底下的一些相关字。如果我猜中的话，我就可以拿到一分诶。Okay, let's play it.
Okay. But if you don't get a word on my list, I get that point.
好，所以如果没有猜对的话，Aaron老师反而会得一分诶。Okay, I think I'm pretty good at guessing.
Okay.
What's my first topic?
Your topic is writing.
Writing.
Yes.
Writing. Okay. 我们今天是不是学到一些字跟 writing 有关？我知道，书信 letter.
Right. That is.
I got a point. I got a point. Okay. Yes. Writing. Maybe. Pencil.
Yes.
Oh, 用笔去写。那我要想想看，还有 computer， 因为我在电脑上 ，like 我可能会写。
No.
No.
That's a point for me.
Okay. So it's what about? Oh, 我知道，我想到的就是每天我会收 email 电子邮件。
Yes, you can write an email.
Oh, okay. Okay. So maybe one more word. One more. 还有可以什么东西是写？Paper.
You can write on paper.
Okay. Did I just win the game?
You did. You got 4 points and I only got one.
That was easy. Well, you guys can try this at home, but we're out of time, okay? Thanks for watching our show. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Can't talk? Write a letter.
Dear Mom and Dad,I express myself better in writing, so I decided to write you a letter. I'm sorry about my attitude earlier. I was unhappy, but that's not an excuse. I really want to get a part-time job. I want to start making my own money. That way, I can save money for my future.Also, a part-time job will teach me to be more responsible. I will have to plan out my time and use it wisely. I know you worry about my grades, but I will put my studies first. Can I please get a part-time job? It would mean a lot to me. Love, Sam.
Letter. There's a letter in the mail for you today. There's a letter in the mail for you today. Excuse. Mary always has the same excuse for being late.Mary always has the same excuse for being late. Wisely. Choose wisely because you can't change your mind later. Choose wisely because you can't change your mind later. Grade. Chester gets good grades because he studies hard. Chester gets good grades because he studies hard.